The emergency declaration by President Trump to reallocate billions of dollars budgeted for other purposes to fund a border wall with Mexico could have an effect on Western New York. Joining us this morning is Congressman Brian Higgins. Congressman, what project faces the most imminent threat?
Well, the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station is something both members of the House and Senate, Republican and Democrat from Western New York, have been working hard to secure its future. And there is a facility that is one of many that have been identified as potential targets for the president toward the goal of building his wall.
Is there any chance of convincing DOD to take money from a different project, or is overturning the emergency declaration the only way to keep that money for Niagara Falls?
Well, look, I think the emergency declaration is the president is seeking to circumvent the Congress's constitutional authority, and that we believe strongly that it will not stand up in court. It's a poor use of presidential power that he really doesn't have, because there isn't an emergency. You know, first and foremost, border crossings and apprehensions are down, and significantly so. In 2000, you had 1.6 million apprehensions. Last year, you had 400,000. The crime rate is lower among the southern border communities than it is in the interior communities. So, you know, Congress doubled the amount of Border Patrol agents. It's now 20,000 agents. It's the largest federal law enforcement agency with an annual budget of $4 billion. And there are law enforcement professionals, and most people, experts in this area, state very clearly that a wall is the most expensive yet least effective means of border security. So this is a false narrative based on a political promise that the president made about building the wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it. Obviously, Mexico is not going to pay for it. But you should also keep this in mind. This is a failure in presidential leadership. The president failed to make a persuasive argument, A, to the American people, and B, to Congress. He had a majority in both parties for 2 years and failed to get funding that he's now declaring a federal emergency to extract from Congress, and it's not going to work. He's circumventing the Constitution to fulfill what essentially is a political promise to be made to people, regardless of facts that do not support the importance of a border wall.
The House is expected to vote on overriding the president's veto next week. How do you expect that vote to go?
I don't know, because Republicans are afraid of the president. You see that in the Senate. You see it also in the House. There are some who are courageous, who have an appreciation for the nuance here. You know, one of my colleagues, Will Hurd, former CIA agent, he is a Republican member of the House Homeland Security Committee. I served on that committee with him. He has said that the wall, he represents a border community along the southern border, but the wall is the most expensive and least effective means of border security. I think if Republican members were not afraid of the president and afraid of a primary challenge, you would see this override vote would be overwhelming in both the House and the Senate. But that's not the case. And you see it playing out every day, most recently yesterday, with the controversy as it relates to John McCain. Even his so-called best friend, Lindsey Graham, his tone has changed considerably. So I think, you know, look, the president's afraid of the wrong people. Putin, Jong-un, the crown prince in Saudi Arabia, and members of Congress are afraid of the wrong person being the president. So without that presidential leadership, without that congressional leadership, you will probably see this veto sustained.
NPR has been reporting on the reaction to the president's comments about John McCain. Another thing that they have covered this morning are the Democrats, several of them running for president, who have been talking about abolishing the Electoral College. Have you taken a position on that issue?
Look, I think it's a hard thing to reconcile when the popular vote goes to one candidate and then you elect another. I am very open to the idea electing a president by popular vote. I think that is the purest form of democracy. I think it should be looked at with a serious cost benefits analysis. But I am very open to the idea of going to a popular vote.
Congressman Brian Higgins, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.